Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. If you want to join us, well, they will be open. We still have to get through these calls for Etienne de la Buzz Squared. We've got some people who've been holding on very patiently to ask a thing or say a thing in regards to the last 2 hours that we've been talking with Etienne about some conspiracy theories surrounding Bitcoin, Chris Cantwell, Daryl W. Perry, our former co-host, Vermin Supreme, the anarchists on HBO, Anarchapulco, and Free Talk Live and Free Talk Live itself, and Aria.
Yeah, I'm suddenly very curious. You had asked me during the break if I had more questions for him about this, and I really don't. But I'm curious now. Is the allegation that Free Talk Live and you are federal agents, and so you've picked me as like this ultra divisive figure who's going to drive people away? Or is it that...
Well, Chris Cantwell did call you my puppet, didn't he, at one point?
He did. Or is the allegation that I'm the federal agent intentionally driving people away?
Etienne is with us here. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that from an outsider looking in, it appears that it's... that the whole thing is being used to kind of tar...
Way to dodge the question. What is your opinion?
...a project with satanic transvestite priests.
Answer the question. Is Ian the Fed who picked me because I'm likely to drive people away, or am I the Fed intentionally driving people away? What is your opinion?
Speculation. What I'm talking about is that all of these things put together would lead a reasonable person to think that perhaps there may be an ulterior motive for having a transvestite satanic priestess representing...
You're such a coward, man. Will you answer the damn question?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, you just want to spout allegations and go, I'm not... You're Eric Cartman for South Park asking ridiculous questions and going, I'm not making allegations, I'm just asking questions. Come on, dude. Have some courage.
Well, there are definitely allegations being made here. I mean, the allegation is that we're controlled opposition.
No, he's not making any allegations. That's not what he's alleging. He's saying the average person, someone else, might look in and come to that conclusion.
That's not what he said in the article.
He's way too much of a coward to actually make that allegation himself.
Every time he says, like, the average person, blah, 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 he seems to be wrong in my opinion. I mean, from my perspective, it doesn't seem like the average person would put all those things together and think FTL must be, or Free Talk Live, sorry, must be controlled opposition. And also he said earlier that they are using Bitcoin to get people used to digital money, and instead of like PayPal and Venmo and credit cards and online banking.
I don't think the average person even knows what controlled opposition is. I mean, I don't think they even think about most of the things that we have discussed here tonight. And our target audience isn't the average person. We're looking for people who are above average. We're looking for people who understand that liberty is important. And I don't think the average person gives a whit about liberty. If you look at the last 2 years under the COVID regime, it's pretty clear that the average person is just going to do what they're told to do and go on and be a slave. I mean, don't you think that's true? I mean, you're the one who is writing the book. You don't think you don't really think the average person is ever going to come around, do you?
No. So I don't think the average person, and like I say frequently, I target the intelligentsia, because one of the things that I learned when I was in the think tank industry in Washington, D.C. is, you know, you don't have to win everybody. You just have to win the intelligentsia, and then the intelligentsia drags the rest of the society with them. And so I'm going after the intelligentsia. I'm not going after the average person. But I am very, very, I'm very worried about the ideas of liberty being tarred either through the association of drug dealers, murder, and things like that, and these controlled opposition operations. And so I may be hypersensitive to...
Okay, that's possible.
Anytime I see something that appears to...
I want to get Renee on. I want to get Renee on here because he's actually there. Etienne, we did find Renee during the break there, and hopefully he's there this time. He had to call back in. Renee, calling from Louisiana. Go ahead with your statement or question for Etienne.
Well, my opinion or suspicion or accusation is that this is almost like back in the days when people protest about nuclear bombs on one side, but they're never going to plane ticket and go on the other side and do that. My question is, yeah, I know people in government's dirty, but do you feel the same way about the Chinese intelligence or the Russian intelligence? I can also accuse anybody writing a book accusing this program or anything being a useful idiot for the Russians and the Chinese. The Chinese are very influential in intelligence and American affairs because they have lots of money in
that's
American
affairs. That's an interesting question, Renee. Thank you for calling with it tonight. Etienne, your response?
Yeah, so the entire thesis of my book is that government was never intended to protect life, liberty, and property. It's a technique for robbing and controlling populations, and it's not so much that it's the United States versus the Russians as it is it's the government of the United States running these unethically manipulative techniques on their own population to rob and control them, and it's the Chinese government running the exact same program on their people, and it's the Russians running the exact same program on their people. And at the top, they're kind of all in it together, the same way that, you know, mafia, you know, families may fight it out over, different territories and things like that. But at the end of the day, they're all criminals and they're all using the exact same techniques to rob and control their populations. And so I agree with you that the Russians are, the Russian government is bad and the Chinese government is bad, but I think I think about it a little bit differently than you're thinking about it.
I agree with Etienne about that, about the way that I think all governments ultimately funnel up into the same thing. They're all the same thing, but I've heard Ian and Arya disagree with me on that. I don't think they agree, but I agree with that.
I think what Renee meant, however, was that if Free Talk Live is a puppet of any regime, it would make more sense for us to be puppets of the Chinese or the Russian government than the United States. Because we're not doing the U.S. government any favors.
Well, I've said on the air that if the Russian government wants to send me a check for helping undermine, you know, the status quo here, I'd love that. But so far, it hasn't happened.
That's what I understood Renee's question to be.
Yeah. And let's move on here. We have Reverend Rat Speed calling from Nevada. You're on with Etienne de la Boissy Squared.
Hello, sir. Hello, madams. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to the whole thing, and I'm trying to keep a level mind on this. It's the first time I'm hearing Etienne as an individual. I understand that there's a certain amount of trust that's been garnered through his writings and work. I just feel that there's a certain level of paranoia that's creeped into his lexicon. I believe that because when we're dealing with counterculture ideas, anything that goes against the norm, anything that rubs against the mainstream, especially when those anti-norms are attacked by the mainstream in what way or another, whether it be through the media or through people with agendas or foul people, there tends to be this defensive reaction to where everything becomes suspect. The more embarrassing, the more concerning, the more taboo something becomes, even if it's completely not nefarious, it becomes part of something that you need to watch for. And I really feel that I'm wondering if Etienne himself is not falling for the propaganda against the people that are really for him, are really for the same ideals that he's part of. And it feels like, I'll let him respond. I don't want to take up the mic all night, especially since, you know, we've been going on for a while. But I just feel like there's certain elements to this that reflect things that I and others have been through before, even in fandom. I remember in 1997 and 1998, in the furry fandom, there was a big push by this group. They called themselves the Burn Furs. And what they were worried about is, well, all of these anarchic, libertarian, very free-minded, very artistic, very taboo things that were going on at conventions, they're making us look bad, and they're giving us a bad name, and our reputations are on the line, and we're losing our jobs. jobs, and so they wanted to cleanse the fandom of all of this. It's very arcane, and believe me, look it up. There's a furry manifesto from the Burn Furs, and it feels like this is exactly the same. It's a conspiracy.
It does sound similar, though, Reverend. Stand by here. We'll let Etienne respond in moments. Is it the Burn Furs all over again? It's Free Talk.
Let's face it. Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. And you join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. And let's see. Oh, I probably should tell you about Bullion Max, because they are a new advertiser we have here on Free Talk Live. And we found them when we had Ron Paul on the show a few months ago. Ron Paul was their newest spokesperson. I thought, you know what, if Ron Paul is who these people want to get involved with their organization, well, we'd love to be on board, too. And so they did come on board, which is fantastic. They're a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer, and they can help you get into gold and silver. Security for your family in times of crisis. You know that gold and silver, precious metals, have kept up with inflation over many decades. And so you can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. You can get their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. You get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 Silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. The offer, though, is limited to just one per household, so you can get yours now at bullionmax.com/FTL. We have Reverend Ratspeed on with special guest Etienne de la Boissie Squared. And Etienne, you were talking about some various theories. I don't want to recap it all because it was 2.5 hours basically of the show. But anybody who wants to obviously can go to freetalklive.com and download it later on. But Reverend Ratsby was making the suggestion that this sounds familiar to him, and you were saying that something similar happened in the, was it the furry movement? You said there was a, the, what was it, the kill? Recap that for me.
Yeah, I guess it was a movement, but it was a fandom. I mean, it was a bunch of nerds getting together, college-age nerds, and, you know, when you get a bunch of people, thousands of people together at a convention, wild stuff is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what people, you know, in the industry, the animation industry, so they started getting burned. They started getting fired from their employees or employers or blacklisted, and a couple of the most extreme paranoid ones started saying that they even went so far as to say that the convention runners were purposefully recruiting these people to come into the convention and allow them to run amok and have. But it sounds like Etienne is going a step further. It sounds like he is actually saying that the people that are going to these conventions, like Anarchapulco, are actually possibly. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're kind of suggesting they're plants. Like they're coming in to make us look bad.
Oh, no. He's saying the average person might think those people are plants.
Well, I don't want to put words into his mouth. Etienne is with us here, so
go ahead.
But
that would be the end of the result, yeah.
Yeah, so the unfortunate, you know, reality of our situation is that controlled opposition is a very, very real deal. It's been very documented, like I said in the book, The Mighty Wurlitzer, How the CIA Played America. There's another book entitled Drugs as Weapons Used Against Us, the CIA's War on Activists, Musicians, including SDS and the Black Panthers and Tupac Shakur and individuals. And so because that dynamic is very, very real, and because I believe that the voluntarist movement is the most important movement in the world, because for a number of reasons, number one, it shines a light on the illegitimacy and criminality of government, number one, and number two, it's the only ism that's fair for everybody. Nobody gets the ring of power. Nobody gets to use violence or extortion on anybody else. It is a very, very important movement for them to steer and smear. And so if we know that that's the CIA playbook, then and we see the movement being, you know, steered and smeared, and they're running essentially the CIA playbook, I think that it's, you know, I don't think it's a stretch to, you know, to think that it's the exact same thing all over again that they've run on other, you know, activist groups. We see it a lot. We saw the Tea Party movement get hijacked by Dick Armey, Sarah Palin, and $40 million from FreedomWorks.
Sure.
We saw the Women's March on Washington get steered into worthless slogans, acceptance of suffering, and they even dressed the crowd in pussy hats. And so it's a real deal thing
that
goes on.
That is absolutely true. And we also know the FBI infiltrates all kinds of groups as well. Thank you, Reverend Raspy, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. I want to bring Matthew. He's on the line in Connecticut. I think this is the last call we have for you, Etienne. I know we can finally let you go with your night. I appreciate you being here. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First, let me start by saying that I think that Etienne is a very smart person, and I don't doubt his intelligence at all. But I have studied personality types a little bit, and Etienne does strike me as the type that lets his intuition run wild. And that's basically the idea that he's making all these connections, and he's seeing all these similarities and things, and he's picking up on all these on all these details. And he's and rather than it being pure logic or pure thinking, he's letting these connections that he's making dictate what he thinks is true about things. And you know, this reminds me of this other guy named Jan Ervin. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I know him.
But he wrote a book. Okay, Bonnie knows him. Yeah, he wrote a book about
mushrooms?
You know, historic use of psychedelic mushrooms. It's a kind of interesting concept that mushrooms had religious significance.
Oh yeah.
But this Jan Ervin guy, he falls into the same category of I think letting his intuition run wild, in the sense that he has this whole concept that the entire psychedelic movement is a total government, CIA operation, and he had this, I remember this was a few years back, but he had this whole thing where he was, you know, putting these certain key names in certain key places and saying, you know, they were all, Terrence McKenna was here in California with this guy who was also had this CIA connection and blah, blah, blah. And his
sounds like a real bad trip. He like sounds like he went down the wrong.
I'm so glad that this guy's bringing up Jan Ervin.
I want to bring you back to talk about it further. Hang on, Matthew. It sounds very interesting, but I want to just give Etienne a final word here and then we'll wish him goodbye and come back to Matthew about the other gentleman. Go ahead, Etienne.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that I've already been working on it wasn't just me. There were other speakers and attendees, longtime attendees in Acapulco, you know, starting in 2018 that believed that it was a controlled opposition operation. And I've been doing an investigation into an Acapulco for over a year before the anarchists came out. And since it came out, I've been doing a real deal investigation where I've been talking to people that were longtime members of the Acapulco anarchist community. I've been talking to people that were part of the Acapulco team.
And I suspect you're going to be posting about that on your blog,
right? With hard facts, right?
There's a lot of hard facts in what I'm talking about.
Check him out. Hey, we're going to move on. Etienne, the website, though, artofliberty.substack.com. That's where people can find your updates on this very subject, correct?
They can, and artofliberty.org and government-scam.com.
Hey, thanks, dude. I appreciate all your time here tonight. We're going to continue with more Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's official. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents the agency recovered from his Florida estate, at least until a neutral special master can be appointed. A member of his legal team had signaled late last week that the court action was coming. Federal investigators executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago earlier this month, seeking to recover classified documents that were supposed to stay in Washington when he left office. Trump said he declassified all of the documents, but experts say Trump can't just unilaterally make that proclamation. The nation's top infectious disease expert will lead the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years and the subject of partisan attacks due to guidance he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after 5 decades in public service. This is USA Radio News. Ford took it on the chin as Wall Street opened after the carmaker lost one of the largest verdicts in the U.S. so far this year.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of 2 people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
The largest ever economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge. How to find 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. That project, a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site still must be leveled and the factory built. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We truly do have open phones at this point. I realize it's a little late in the game. We had a detailed conversation with an interesting character, somebody who is kind of a friend of the show and also a critic of the show, and that's okay. I'm sure taking critiques from people that are also friendly. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, there's a conference coming up in October, and our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking there at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Prague this year, October 21st through the 23rd, and you can attend. They're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world and offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You'll save 20%. If you use code FTL20, and that gets you 20% off tickets at their website, which is lifetimeliberty.com. Just use that code at the checkout when you go through Eventbrite. That's code FTL20, and go to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. See Mark and other great speakers at Liberty in Our Lifetime.
Sounds like an interesting thing, but I can't go because I'm stuck in the United States, stuck in New Hampshire, thanks to the federal government.
That's okay. They're all federal agents at Lifetime Liberty anyway.
Let's go back.
That's
to
what I've learned tonight. You know, everyone is a federal agent. Everyone is controlled opposition. I mean, to be fair, that is sort of what happens in libertarian circles. There are plenty of people who've accused me of being a Fed.
Oh, I've had the accusation too.
I was called a reptilian.
Wow, that's a different level.
There's certainly plenty of people here in New Hampshire that think you're a Fed, Bonnie. Mm.
Let's go to back to Matthew here. Matthew, you were talking about this character, Jan Irving, or Jan Irving.
Jan Irving.
How do you spell the last name?
No, I-R-V-I-N, right?
Irving,
no, don't
okay.
get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Ian. I am a conspiracy theorist myself.
Okay.
And I also don't think that most things are coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
But
some people would say there are no coincidences.
Yeah. And I tend to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this character like Jan Irving and this. Also, this guy who called in tonight, who's tying, he's very smart. He's using I don't mean to demean his intelligence. He's using his intuition. He's connecting all these things, and he's saying to himself, why are all these figures that would make us look bad? Why are they featured here? Blah, blah, blah. But, what he's not doing is he's not considering the fact that there just could be people who arise who aren't who he would expect would arise that are valuable voices, for the movement. And it's like, and he's, disacknowledging the fact that he has a preset notion of who should be speaking on behalf of liberty and who should be the people who should, quote unquote, rightly be speaking in favor of liberty. And he's favoring his skepticism. I love skepticism. I'm a skeptic, but he's favoring his skeptic notion of like, oh, why this person, why that person, and he's undervaluing the fact that like it can be coincidence, and also you can have very strange people.
You're more likely to, in the liberty movement, have unusual personalities, divergent belief systems, because the only thing that unites us, generally, is the belief that it's not okay to use violence against our neighbors, that it's not okay to use the threat of violence.
Assuming, I don't mean to interrupt you, Ian, but he's assuming, it's almost like he's unconsciously assuming that you wouldn't have any strange voices speaking in favor of liberty. But why does he make that assumption?
I don't know. Well, it's the thing that people do up here, too. Like, if you do anything that is outside of somebody from Alabama's personal norms who came up to New Hampshire, they often say that, like, you're making the Free State Project look bad. Like, everybody thinks Ian Freeman makes the Free State Project look bad. And it's like, to who? Ian is the coolest person in the world to me. When I heard Ian on the radio and the Free Talk Live on the radio, I was like, I need to meet these people. I wasn't like, wow, bad. Like, they brought me up here.
And it's also, Bonnie, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's also the question of should you two be policing? It's like he's insinuating that you two should be policing. Who's allowed?
LRN.FM.
That on the radio, but I do appreciate what you're, you know, trying to say there.
Well, this was why my question for him was what it was. Unfortunately, he was too much of a coward to answer it, but it was ultimately, you know, you have a trans Satanist here who is a voice for liberty. What is wrong with that? You know, sure, I will push away people like him who want, you know, the conservative Christian libertarian thing going on. That's fine. I'm not trying to reach those people. He can reach those people.
Yeah.
But what role can I play in this movement, or could Verma Supreme play in this movement that isn't going to upset him? And unfortunately, he was unwilling to answer that. He just went right back into, I don't have anything against transvestites, even though I, you know, loaded the front end of the question with, look, I'm not saying you're transphobic, and I don't care if you are or not. To me, that was irrelevant to the question at hand. These are the characteristics I have, and I happen to be a voice for liberty. Why are these characteristics, what about them prohibits me from being an effective voice for liberty? And it wasn't a question that he was ever going to be willing to answer.
Thank you, Matthew. I do appreciate the call tonight. And let's continue here. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about gerrymandering, which is when they draw the district boundaries in such a way as to try to keep one party in power. And I would just like to mention to people who are in the issue of gerrymandering, my favorite example is the 4th Congressional District of Illinois. You can pull that one up, just say census and then congressional district maps into the search engine, because it's on the U.S. Census website, the congressional district maps. They have some good ones, PDFs that you can enlarge. And the important thing to remember about gerrymandering is this. Like anything else, the tool of get out the vote or voter suppression is that in 1864, there was a referendum in Maryland. There was no gerrymandering around because it was a statewide referendum on whether to ban slavery. And, of course, the rule number one, we have to win. Slavery has to be banned. So, therefore, we do not accept the outcome, if the outcome is no. Never mind the gerrymandering or the voter suppression. In this case, Confederate soldiers were not allowed to vote in the referendum. But in Maryland, slaves were emancipated in 1864 by using ballots. Meanwhile, in Virginia, slaves were being emancipated by using bullets. Hey, whatever works. We have to win.
Okay, so do you have a point about gerrymandering or just saying it happens?
I just wanted to bring that one up to people who are involved in the issue of gerrymandering, political activists who are fighting gerrymandering. Illinois Congressional District Number 4, you pull up a map of that one, it looks outrageous.
Hey, Tom, when are you going to make some more dating advice videos? I didn't even know those existed until, like, a few days ago. I want more of them.
Well, people need to put up videos like that because some people are left out. They don't understand.
No, I want to see more videos from you.
I haven't seen these videos. Are these the old, really old videos of his?
Maybe a few years old. I don't think they're terribly old.
I was too busy looking for the map for the Illinois Congressional District, and it's not any more like gerrymandered than a ton of things I've seen. But so I kind of missed whatever the hell his point was.
If there wasn't one, he wanted to point that out. That was it.
Yeah, she's right.
It's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Lots of calls here in the toward the end of the show, as sometimes happens. So I don't think we're going to get to talk about Karen. We're going to have to hold off on Karen until tomorrow night. But it'll still be relevant tomorrow. But in short, there's a Karen, real-life Karen, real name, who is coming after or attempting to take down the 13 state reps plus one, so 14 of them, the 13 who voted for the people of New Hampshire to be able to vote on secession. They voted to not kill a bill. Only 13 of the state reps voted to not kill this bill earlier this year, CACR 32, which, if it had passed, over three-fifths of the state House and Senate would have gone on the ballot and allowed the people to vote on whether or not to declare peaceful independence from the United States. And she is now saying these men and I think one woman must not be allowed to hold office ever again. They must be stripped from their existing positions, and they must be prohibited from running ever again in the state of New Hampshire for office. So that's what's happening. That's the summary.
You would think that would be something for the voters to determine. Like, if they didn't want this person to hold office, you would think they could vote for someone else.
She wants the ballot law commission to determine it, and there's going to be a meeting that they're having this week where they will be talking about this.
They're actually going to discuss this?
Apparently they are. And so that's why we're going there on Wednesday afternoon.
Moved it up on the calendar, didn't they?
Nope, it was already going to happen, but they added this to the agenda for the meeting. So that's the summary, but we'll get into it deeper tomorrow on the show. But we got to go back into your phone calls and thoughts here. The number is 603-283-6160. How does somebody find Tom Alsiere's dating advice, though? Is it easy to do?
I don't know.
I didn't know this about
it. The trolls in our Matrix chat made me aware of it, and I didn't know about it beforehand. You know, I didn't even know what Tom looked like beforehand, and then I found it, and I began. It's like a train wreck in that you can't stop watching it because it's really bizarre. It's not that he's giving bad advice. I mean, it's not good advice, but it's the way that he phrases it, like just approaching single mothers and taking their babies and being like, hey, I've got an experience with this. And for some reason, he wants people to walk around with notepads and pens now because, you know, cell phones don't exist or anything like that. And he uses the phrase, write it up. Let's write it up and just making calendar dates and appointments. It's all very, very weird.
Sounds like Ian.
No, it doesn't.
Every time I forget about something and miss an appointment, Ian's like, why wasn't it on your calendar?
Yes, but that's very different from offering someone the advice of, look, if you go up to this girl in the mall, take her baby from her and say, it's okay, I'm a professional or whatever, and then say, let me get your number here on this notebook that I'm carrying around. This is very different.
Okay, so Uganda in our on-air chat room on the Matrix server at chat.freetalklive.com has the answer. It is apparently on his YouTube channel, which is username Alcier Tom, A-L-C-I-E-R-E-T-O-M, Alcier Tom.
Thanks, Uganda.
Advice. Yeah, thanks for it. He is Johnny on the spot with that kind of research. And we were also talking about his erotic fiction.
He was the initial source.
Tom Alcier also wrote erotic fiction, quote-unquote, what was it, libertarian
religious erotic fiction.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember I was saying something, and you said he also wrote erotic fiction, and every thought that I had just vanished.
Yeah, let's go to your phone calls here. We've got Penguin on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to the show and that whole like 2.5 hours with Etienne de la Boissy Squared and everything. It was really kind of interesting to hear that guy. Go through all his points, and you guys debated him because it was such a heated debate. It was kind of fun to listen to from that aspect. But he seems like a very smart guy and a very warm guy about some things. And like he critiqued things that like I would critique as well. But I'm going to lay kind of what I'm hearing there is kind of this from the libertarian right wing conspiracy theory kind of perspective. It's always like an arms race of who's more red pilled? Who's more red pills? More red pills, more truth bombs, as he said.
Mm.
And everybody's trying to. It's actually the original meaning of woke, basically, in African American English. It was the conspiracy kind of like who's behind the this and that, in kind of the African Americans. That's actually the original meaning of the term.
And I know that's why I used it.
It's the same exact thing. Yeah, it's the same exact thing. And, you know, it's the thing is, like, he's talking about, I'm just going to zoom in on one thing that he said, like, using the breaks, the mainstream news segments, but, like, you bring in mainstream news articles all the time. Like, every person who's looking for the truth and discussing things is linking to news articles or alternative news sources that are then leaking to news articles. And, I mean, I run a sort of libertarian media outfit. I'm not going to plug it, but it's very much like the original influence in that is definitely FTL and like the LRN podcast network that really got me to listen to podcasts and everything. So shout out to you guys. But like I can see the conspiracy, the so quote unquote conspiracy, and the the stories and tell you who the players are. I can just read the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. And just analysis by, you know, libertarians and non-libertarians in some cases, or, you know, anarchist think tanks, or like more mainstream libertarian ones, and come to a lot of these conclusions. I don't fall down all these rabbit holes where I'm just trying to one-up the next guy on how red-pilled I am and how much, how far I am down the rabbit hole. And then it's ironic because he's criticizing like Berwick and like, you know, lizard people and all that stuff, but it's kind of the same thing. It's like always an arms race. There's always an incentive for more and more red pillory and conspiracy theories behind everything. And it seems like libertarianism is so indelibly, it doesn't have to be, but it's often so indelibly like attached to conspiracy theory in the negative sense, in the pejorative sense.
Hmm. Interesting analysis, Penguin. Thank you for the call tonight.
And that was a good point where he said that even though he criticized David Icke and his reptilians and stuff, it's not like this guy isn't doing similar things, like that he's went down such a rabbit hole that on one of his articles about the anarchists, he zoomed in on screenshots of like a whiteboard and said, like, this might be a code for this. He zoomed into a little kid doing the rock...
Devil horns.
Thing and was like, see, Satanism, it's a little kid's hand doing that. He seems to be a little far down the rabbit hole himself.
Yeah, I mean, people with the belief that everyone who uses the rock symbol of the devil horns is involved in some sort of deep satanic conspiracy is just off the rails.
How could someone be an adult and, like, not ever have seen any rock band ever? Right?
Yeah.
Not even in person, just like a YouTube video of people at a rock concert, like half the crowd is doing that.
Right, they're not members of the Illuminati. They're just people that like rock music, and that's just a thing.
In the part where he was saying that about FUD, I forgot about that too. That also makes him look just as crazy. Like, oh yeah, you did a satanic rock. It was a regular rock concert, and Arya happens to be a Satanist, and the rest of them
aren't. And I'm glad he finally got to talk to Arya about that, because had he actually gone up to either Arya or Captain Kickass or Michael, who was the drummer for your band. We didn't say what FUD stood for, Fear, Uncertainty, and Doubt. That was the name of your one-off concert band that you guys performed at Forkfest a couple of years ago. And said, hey, what's the meaning of this poster? I don't get it. Because, you know, he didn't get it, clearly.
Well, didn't change his mind.
And, well, we don't know. We just moved on to the next topic. But, yeah, maybe he would have gotten it if Captain Kickass explained, oh, yeah, it's a funny song that I made.
It didn't change his mind, Ian, because he was saying, yeah, well, what do you think the average person's going to think? That's what all his point was. Yeah. Was, well, still, they
the average person isn't at Porkfest.
I stopped caring what the average person thinks a long time ago, and I can't imagine being the type of person who cares what the average person.
Let's talk to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. You guys are getting way too deep. You talking about finger signals and such?
All right.
Everybody take your hand.
Take us to the shallow end. Go ahead.
Hold up your first two fingers on the inside and outside of your hand. That means BS. Okay? Now you take the peace sign, you flip it around. That was during World War II. That was for
victory. Uh-huh.
You flip it around, made it a peace sign. Right?
Yeah.
But that's not what I want to talk about. All I want to talk about is
taxation. Can you do it in 20 seconds?
All right, 20 seconds, dude. You're hogging me hard. The first time
you called at the end of the show, man. Well, I mean, we didn't have much time for calls, but go ahead.
Was Thomas Jefferson wanted a navy because he had to? The pirates were stealing our gold.
I want to hear a pirate story. Call tomorrow, Major. Call in the first hour, and you can tell us all about pirates and ship captains and whatever.
Taxation. Thomas Jefferson.
And so, yeah, if you didn't get in tonight, or you didn't feel like you've got enough time, or that we hung up on you too soon, the phones are open every single night here on Free Talk Live, and we're here 7 nights a week. So you can join us whenever you want.
It's just that Major was about to drop a truth bomb.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.